Hello, beautiful souls. I'm your host, Shakira Moore, and welcome to another episode of the Perspective Matters podcast. So, 1 week ago today, we officially entered the spring season, and spring brings with it a sense of newness, a sense of life coming back to the earth. Flowers are now blooming. Animals that were in hibernation are now awakening. There is a sense of new beginnings. And it's also a time for us to stop and take stock of the things that aren't working for us and do a bit of cleaning. And hence the term spring cleaning. So you don't want to go into a season that emphasizes newness and new beginnings with baggage from your past. So I'm excited about the fact that it is spring. It means that the weather is nicer. The air is more fragrant with the scent of flowers in bloom. And it's a really good time to take inventory of how you're doing in the first 3 months of the year and look ahead as to how the rest of the year will progress. For this week, I really want to talk to those of us women who are playing small and aren't taking up the space they are meant to. And the proverb that I'm going to share with you for this week is, wa feel can be unfeel. Wa feel can be unfeel. And the translation is, what is meant to be yours will always be yours. What is meant to be yours will always be yours. And the meaning is, whatever is supposed to happen will happen, and I don't have to force it or worry about it. Whatever is supposed to happen will happen, and I don't have to worry or force it. And I feel like it's such an important time to remind those of us who feel like we're playing small, we are dimming our light to make others around us feel comfortable, we're not taking up the space we're meant to take up or take up as much space because we are afraid, quite frankly. Now is the time to remind ourselves that we need to stop playing small. We need to take up as much space as possible. We need to shine bright. We need to be our full selves and our whole selves without apology. When I was thinking about what I wanted to share with you for this week, I got so many examples of women sharing experiences in terms of playing small or dimming their light or holding back on being their best selves or whole selves in a space. And I got other examples of women who were completely misjudged because of someone else projecting their own insecurities onto them, and women having to face that reality and deal with the repercussions of such a misjudgment and having to come to terms with being unwilling to be judged and therefore making it more important to be liked than to be real. And there are other women who make no apologies about being themselves, given the opportunity to set the record straight and to let people know that I know who I am and I am proud of who I am, and your misgivings and your initial perception of me is totally on you and has nothing to do with me. And I just wanted to bring those examples forward because in a time where conformity is encouraged and in a time where people are becoming afraid to speak up and afraid to voice opinions because of public backlash, now more than ever, we need to own who we are. Now more than ever, as women, especially as Black women, we need to take up as much space as possible. No more playing small, no more dimming your light, no more holding back yourself, no more turning it down to make other people feel comfortable. If there is a light within you, and if that light is super bright, then it is your right and your prerogative to shine. If other people feel uncomfortable because of your light, then they need to put shades on. You shouldn't have to make any apologies for that. If you are a naturally happy person, if your personality is so effervescent and you radiate joy, then you shouldn't have to take on a more somber personality because somebody else feels like that is appropriate. You should have the freedom to move within spaces just the way you are. And when you become comfortable owning who you are and being your honest self, then the opportunities that make their way to you will be in alignment with your values. And if you are clear on your values and you know beyond the shadow of a doubt who you are, then when those opportunities that do not align with who you are and your values, you should have no problems walking away. Because the minute you start to compromise on the values and on the things that are important to you, that is when you start to chip away at who you are. And for every time you compromise, that's a piece of you that's falling away until pretty soon nothing will be left. So my queens, my beautiful souls, take heart in the proverb that what is meant to be yours will be yours. And there is no need to fret or to worry about how that is going to happen. You shouldn't feel the need to compromise who you are. You shouldn't feel the need to change the best parts of yourself to make somebody else comfortable. You shouldn't operate from a place of fear. And I temper the encouragement with the acknowledgement that there will be instances where you will fail. There will be instances when things feel difficult and you will have to face challenges. But know that in the pursuit of your dreams and your goals, all the things that are meant to happen to you, all the good things, all the things that will spark growth and maturity and healing and take you to a place where you feel full satisfaction, if it's meant to be yours, it will be. And it also does not negate the need for hard work, consistency, discipline, and dedication. Those things are also important. Holding a sense of hope as you continue to pursue your dreams is the underlying principle behind this proverb. So as you navigate this thing called life, and as you go throughout the rest of the week, the month, this season, as you welcome this new chapter, I encourage you to stay hopeful, be mindful of the things you think, of the words you speak, of the company you keep, of the content you consume. Hold in your mind the image of who you want to become. And if that image is not clear, look around for examples, for good examples of who you want to become. And once you've found those examples, infuse with your own personality and your own unique desires and aspirations, hold that image in your mind. And every day that you are above ground should be a day spent in some form of pursuit to achieving that image and the life that comes with that image. Make sure too that you are preparing yourself to become the person that can manage the life that you're dreaming about. So many of us have dreams about a particular kind of life, and we make all these preparations for that life and we neglect the most important thing in the midst of all that preparation, and that thing is ourselves. And through hard work, effort, good friends. You achieve all that you've dreamed about, but you cannot handle the life that comes with it. The challenges, the unique struggles, because you did not prepare yourself. So make sure that you're checking in with yourself whilst you're on this journey. Make sure that you are emotionally, mentally, and dare I say, physically capable of handling the life that you're dreaming about, the life that you're so passionately pursuing to create. And recognize too that the people who started with you on the journey may not finish with you. And that if you find your circle shrinking, it is okay. It is absolutely okay. So my beautiful souls, whatever it is you have your heart set on, whatever dreams, goals, aspirations you have, whether they are written in your journal or they live on a vision board or in your mind, take heart in knowing that what is meant for you will be yours. Be comforted in the knowledge that you have the power to shape your own life. And if you look at your life and you look long enough and hard enough, you will find examples of things that were once dreams and desires that have now come to fruition. The job you have was once a dream. The business you now manage was once a desire within you. So the things you currently have and enjoy were once dreams and goals. So it means that if you have new dreams, new goals, you are capable of achieving those as well. So do it. Thank you so much for listening. It was my absolute pleasure sharing with you this week and reminding you that now is the time to clean house. Now is the time to embrace this new season. Now is the time to clean house. Now is the time to embrace this new season that represents life, newness, abundance, an awakening. Now is the time to commit to being your best selves, to working to become your best selves, to shining brightly, to owning who you are, to be bold, to take up space, to live out loud. I appreciate the support of this podcast. I appreciate the feedback. I appreciate you listening and spending your time with me. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, remember, there are two sides to every coin. Just flip it to get the full view. Catch you next week.